For many years, Vikings had a high profile on the international river cruise scene with a fleet of 65 ships. But of late, the cruise line's also making a big impact with its ocean fleet. Veronica Matheson learned from Liz Sawyers, who's Vikings Director of Sales in Australasia, that Vikings ocean ships will be sailing into Australian waters in coming months.
Liz, Viking is such a great name for a cruise line. It conjures up images of Nordic seafaring warriors of yesterday. I'd imagine that Viking passengers today feel very confident sailing on your ships.
Well, we would hope so, yes. Our Viking's very much in our nature and we're very, very proud of our heritage. And actually the word Viking is very apt for our cruising because it's actually a verb, which means to go on a waterborne journey, whether it's by river or by sea. So we think it really encapsulates exactly what we are.
Now, Viking must be the fastest growing small cruise line in the world.
Well, what we have is we've actually got 65 river cruise ships. We started out as a river cruise company, but then in 2015 we launched our first ocean ship, which was Viking Star. Next year we'll be actually having or christening our sixth of our ocean ships, which will be Viking Jupiter, which actually makes us the largest small ship fleet. But our actual plans for the future is by 2027 we're hoping to actually have 16 ships on the water.
Why the decision to add ocean cruising to your river cruising fleet?
It actually came through from our guest feedback. So we've been river cruising, well, it'll be 21 years on August this year. And with all the experienced river cruise guests that we've had, they were actually asking to have an ocean experience, but they really wanted to do it Viking style. So we went and did a lot of surveying, and we came up with a purposely built ocean cruise ship for our river cruise guests.
Tell me, what is Viking style?
Well, we're very destinational focused, and we're very much immersion into the different cultures of the places that we cruise through to. It's really about the thinking person's cruise. So there's no large water slides and big feather boas, etc. on our ships. It's more about destination focus, hugging the coastline, getting immersed into the cultures of the places that we cruise to. And we've adapted our cruises and our ships to suit that market.
So it's real travel.
No, the ship's no longer the destination. So part of the feedback we got from our guests was that the ships out there had become so large that the ships had started to be the destinations rather than the places they were cruising to. We've actually reversed that, and it's now about, you know, we have beautiful ships, but it's also about being the destination focus.
And also, you've got an adults-only philosophy on board, haven't you?
We do. So being tailored to our river cruise guests means that we're not everything for everybody, and we're quite proud to say that. So we don't have children under the age of 18 on board the ship, but we also don't have the ship photographers on the ship. We don't have art auctions on the ships. There's no casinos on the ships. But as you said, there's no kids under the age of 18 either.
It sounds to me like real cruising. In the past, Australians haven't been too familiar with Viking cruises because the company hasn't had much of a presence here in as much as that ships haven't been coming here. But of late, the mood seems to be that, you know, everybody's talking about Viking.
We were very fortunate. We had our beautiful ship actually arrive into Australia in late January, early February this year. That was Viking Sun. It was part of her world cruise. So she went up the east coast of Australia. And we were fortunate to be able to actually take people on board the ship to actually have a viewing, some of our travel industry colleagues as well. So it really has snowballed as such.
Now, are there plans to bring more Viking ships here?
Viking Sun will be coming back. She's doing a second world cruise as well. And so she'll be coming back early next year. But we also have our new ship, Viking Orion, and she's what we call home porting. So she'll be coming down in December and she'll be staying for the summer month and she'll be cruising between Sydney and Auckland. We've actually got six cruises between December through to February.
And they are small ships, though, aren't they? Passengers, I think you were under, 1,000 passengers?
Yes, so we're only 930 guests on board. So, and they're all veranda. There's no inside cabins at all or staterooms at all on board the ship. And they've got a very distinct Scandinavian look and feel. So it's very what we call Nordic chic. It's beautiful.
And I'd imagine there'd be Nordic chic food would be very similar, would it?
We actually have 10 dining options. So that was another point of difference that we are, is that it's an inclusive cruise. So there's 10 dining options on board the ship and two specialty restaurants. And we don't charge for any of the specialty dining options at all. So, again, a very inclusive one. But if, say, they were dining at the chef's table, it's regionally inspired cuisine there, which is like a degustation or tasting menu. And as I said, paired with beautiful wines, but no charge for that. It's all inclusive.
And most of the cruises, how long do they last?
Well, they come from 8 days, but we have actually just announced our ultimate world cruise, which is actually set sail in August 2019. And that actually is actually circumnavigating the globe, and it'll be 245 days on board the ship.
Ooh, that's a lot of days.
It is, but it's an amazing itinerary. So it's from London back to London. And yeah, with, as I said, starting in London, we'll head across to Norway, then over to Iceland, Greenland, down the east coast of the US, circumnavigate South America, across to Australia, and then back up through to London via Asia.
So you're virtually seeing the world, except maybe not Antarctica.
59 countries via 6 continents, actually.
You actually have, or I think on one of your ships, maybe you've got, is on all of them, a snow grotto. Is that right?
We do. So it's quite famed. It's part of our Live Nordic Spa facilities. And again, use of the spa facilities is complimentary to our guests. So being the Nordic spa experience, it's all about fire, water and ice. So we do encourage our guests to try our snow grotto, where they go from the steam room to the snow grotto, do it 3 or 4 times. And it's really invigorating. Our guests love it.
I bet they do. Do you have to book for that, or can you go when you feel like it?
Just go when you feel it. So, as I said, the spa facilities use of the spa facilities are all complimentary. There's a hydrotherapy pool, ice pool, steam room, saunas, relaxation areas. So, again, as I said, all complimentary.
And so you pay in advance, and then everything on board is free?
Pretty much so, yes. So we have beer, wine and soft drink included at lunch and dinner, but we have a drinks package available for guests if they're wanting to take that option. And again, that's very reasonably valued. It's only US$20 per person per day to make it unlimited beverages. Yes, pretty much an inclusive experience.
Tell me about cruising generally. What do you see as the biggest trends in cruising?
Well, we've found from our guest feedback that the trend had been that the ships were becoming very much the larger, and it was the focus on size. So we've got ships out there that are over 6,000 passengers, and that's exactly what our Viking guests didn't want. So that's why we have, as I said, reversed that trend and built smaller ships which are more destinationally focused. So we tend to hug the coastlines and spend longer in ports of call. Our average is about 12.1 hours in ports of call, and a lot of two-day stays as well. So we really tend to soak up the destination. And again, as a part of the inclusive value, is we have a sight or shore excursion included in every port of call that we go to.
What are the most popular itineraries with Viking?
I'd say with the oceans, it's definitely our Viking homelands, which is our Baltic cruise. So that one goes from Bergen through to Stockholm, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's 15 days. And again, as I said, lots of two-day stays. So it's 2 days in Bergen, 2 days in Stockholm, and 2 days in St. Petersburg, with a sightseeing trip included in every port.
With that one, do you sometimes see the Northern Lights?
No, we have another trip, which is called Into the Midnight Sun, and then In Search of the Northern Lights. So Into the Midnight Sun goes in the summer months, so you won't particularly see the Northern Lights there. But we've got this 13-day itinerary, which is In Search of the Northern Lights, which goes from Bergen to London. And that travels between, or cruises between, January into March. And we're going to be doing that one in 2019 as well as 2020.
So how likely are you to see the Northern Lights if you take one of those cruises?
Well, we try to do the absolute ultimate, our best to actually get you up there in the peak of the time to go and see the Northern Lights. But there is obviously no guarantee. But we're pretty sure that our guests will get to experience it.
And what's next for Viking?
Certainly, we've been getting a lot of awards, for our cruises. So we very proudly have received a few times now the Travel and Leisure Best Ocean Cruise Company Award. We'd actually received that after being only on the water for 15 months with Viking Star. So, as I mentioned before, continuing to build new ships. The plan is 16 ocean ships by 2027. And then, of course, we've got our beautiful river cruise fleet as well. So we're doing the river cruises all throughout Europe, Russia, Ukraine, China, Southeast Asia, and now we're going into Egypt.
Is Egypt one that you've had on the itinerary?
We had historically, but we're going back this year. So our Viking Ra will start cruising in August this year, and she's got a gorgeous itinerary in Egypt. Unfortunately, we're fully booked for 2018. We've released some dates for 2019, but we're making reservations into 2020. And that's purely because the itinerary is amazing. It has quite a unique difference, and we actually have 8 days cruising on the Nile. So we start with 3 days in Cairo, then we fly to Luxor, spend 8 days on the Nile cruising between Luxor down to Aswan, back up to Luxor with a different port every day, and then we'll fly back and finish up in Cairo again.
Do passengers feel sort of more confident now that Egypt is safe?
Absolutely. Egypt's really opening up now, and it seems to be a rather big trend. And as I said, we're now taking reservations into 2020, so it sort of shows our guests' confidence in the area.
And finally, Liz, do you have any cruises lined up?
I've always got something in mind.
That was Liz Sawyers of Viking Cruises, and I was speaking to her earlier.